You're listening to Ignite Your Success, a podcast that inspires fitness professionals to build a strong business that enables them to serve more people and engineer the lifestyle they desire. It's Brad Shepherd here, and together with Jason Yabanowicz, we're best known for running Trainer HQ, a community of passionate and profit-hungry fitness business owners that make a massive difference in others' lives every day. Each episode, we'll unpack for you exactly what's working and deliver best practice strategies so you can confidently grow your business and make a huge impact. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Ignite Your Ultimate Success podcast. And today, I'm not only joined by my business partner, Mr. Jason Yabanowicz, but also superstar here around Trainer HQ headquarters, Mr. Bradley Davis.
Crowd goes wild.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it.
Brad, welcome, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Good to have you along on the podcast, brother.
Good to be here again, brother. Love it.
The three way.
If we get one more in, can we be like the Wiggles?
We could.
Is there four of them?
You can do anything you want.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I reckon we go all right with that, wouldn't we?
Okay.
Gentlemen, we're wrapping up the year. We're coming to the end of 2023 on the cusp of 2024. We've just had the ultra successful Inspire event on the Gold Coast. We can't describe how awesome it was, but really what we're doing is reflecting on the year. We're reflecting on the people that have come through, 200 plus clients on the higher level coaching programs, and what we've seen in today's topic. So I guess really about what makes a high performer. And so what we want to share with everybody is, I guess, some of our observations and some of our insights in terms of, you know, what those qualities are. So what do you reckon, gents? What are some of the things straight up that we see, which you know, help identify a high performer and what they achieve?
I think the beautiful thing is, if we look at the high performers and the people that have done really well in business and really well at this program, they all have different traits. There's maybe not one or two that they all have. They all have different traits. For example, some of the words that come straight to my mind, the action takers. You know, they see an opportunity, they take it. They got great levels of communication. You know, they ask questions, they don't hold back, and they enjoy the journey. There's a lot of enjoyment, a lot of you know, just allowing their passion to come through whatever they do. I think there's some things that really stand out for me.
Yeah. Others are like definitely coachable, and we talk about that a lot. And, you know, if you've got a PT business and you've got clients, you know, the ones that are also coachable and they follow what you set out, they do the work, and as a result of that, they get results. So coachable is one. Other is that they're open to learning. So they've got an open mind to it and they're not closed off. So even though they might understand, they've got limiting beliefs and things that they've got to work on and improve, that's certainly something they are willing to do rather than looking for the excuses and the blame. So, you know, we find that those high performers, they're not people that get stuck in the blame game. They definitely will stick their hand up and acknowledge that they've got work to do and they're prepared to do it.
Yep.
It's such an important and critical part, because you can tell so much about what makes a high performer by even from the very start, right? So we see some people even right from the very first conversation when, you know, they'll come into our circle, they might be interested in getting some help or some support, and there's just some very basic things. Straight away, we look back on our high performers, and who are they? They're the people that eagerly want to ask questions, want to get involved. When there's an appointment met, they eagerly accept the calendar invite, they fill out their pre-business analysis form, they watch the videos, we turn up to a blueprint, and what are the key things that we hear them say when they turn up? I've been doing what?
Watching your podcast, I've been getting into your, you know, material, reading your book. They're actually quoting, which I'm impressed by, that we say. Can you believe that? So they indicate straight to us, go, this person is ready. They're committed. They're doing it. Where others will go, have you listened to any of our stuff? No. I think I go, okay, so you're about to have a meeting with a company, be it us, to look to work with, and you've done no research whatsoever. So not only from my end, I go, well, that's someone who's not really dedicated or committed, but also the message it sends yourself, that you're also internally going, well, how serious are you about this, when you haven't even taken the time to go and check these guys out? Don't know about you guys, but even if I was going to get someone to landscape my backyard, I'm looking at Google reviews. I'm checking out their website. I want to see some information, how I make a decision. So that's definitely a big part of it.
It's taking the time to invest, investing the time, effort, energy to look in, to ask for that example, to look into Trainer HQ. How long have we been around? What have we been doing? What are some of the success stories? But that probably goes into other facets of their life, right? Like, are they investing the time, effort, and energy into things that they want to move forward and be successful in?
Yeah. Like an example just recently, and we get this all the time, and I'll preface this by saying that this stuff could be happening, right? This could have happened to somebody, but the reality is there's also it's the behaviour. So there was a gentleman that was booked in for an initial consult with myself, right? We see it all the time. We know. We've just been talking about it. So it's the day before. They were booked in like 3 days prior. They haven't completed the business analysis. They haven't responded to the first two or three SMSs I've sent. For them to me to finally send a message to go, look, I'm cancelling your appointment. You haven't responded to anything. I'm very surprised, because from what Ivan told me, you didn't seem like the flaky type of person who would book an appointment to not respond, not show up, or not communicate at any level that this is something you're going to do. Of course, putting the word flaky in there gets the people to respond a lot. And I got the response going, oh, sorry, it's been family emergency or stuff like that. So that tells me that, that it's only because I used the word flaky that that person responded. So I'm 49 this year, so I've lost the will to bullshit the people and, dance around on eggshells. So I said, well, mate, you have got time to respond, and you just did then. That's all I needed. So again, it just shows you those people, like, we've all got shit going on, right?
Yeah, all of us.
So family emergency is pretty broad.
Mm.
What was that? Did your wife kick a toe on the bed? She needed a Band-Aid. Was that the emergency? But the point being is that those are really serious and committed. Doesn't matter what you got going on. You say it all the time, big fella, your ducks will never line up.
Yeah.
So these people make shit happen.
Mm.
Like, if there's always an excuse, there's always something that is getting in the way of you taking action. Well, all you're reinforcing in yourself is that you're someone who doesn't take action. You don't want success. And maybe underneath it all, you've got a limiting belief that you don't deserve it.
Mm. Yeah, and I think there's a great lesson in there for anybody to go. So
fuck you then.
If you've used that, that line, I got a death in the family, a family emergency, something like that, to not turn up to an appointment, then and that's your MO. It's probably something to check in and go, okay, cool. Maybe there's a different way to do it, and just to go, hey, I'm not ready. I'd prefer to cancel the appointment. I'm not in for this. All that sort of stuff.
And the key component is communicate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
hey, like, guys, I know we got an appointment today. Look, this isn't usually my style, but I'm going to have to postpone. These are the reasons, and even set another time and date. But just the no communication, right?
It's pathetic. As an adult, it's pathetic. It's pathetic behavior. And, if you're doing that, I'm assuming you're copping a shitload of that in your business. Yeah. So, because if you're prepared to behave like that, then I'm also assuming that it's having an impact on your business.
Yeah. So let's now flip back to the high performers, right? So we obviously see what they do, but that they do the exact opposite to everything we've just been describing.
I was having a lot of fun ragging on those people there. And you know who you fucking are, right?
Hey, you know
who you are. So listen up.
The funny bit that I also think that some people don't think that we're like way huger than we are, and they're like, I'm just another person in these millions of people, and we're like, no, we're pretty clear who you are. Yeah. We got some serial offenders too.
We know who you are.
People that book in for webinars and have done that for 15 years, never turned up to one of them. There he is again, booking in, just taking another spot. There you go.
And you have got a nickname around this office. It's called Fuckwit.
But back to the high performers, guys.
I'm in a mood today. I'm in a mood.
You can't tell.
Nah.
Let's highlight a couple of people. So Brady D, Danny and Fiona Frost. Give us a brief on those guys. Shout out to our New Zealand legends.
Fucking legends. Incredible. Is a great way to summarise Danny and Fiona. I've had the pleasure to work with Danny and Fiona for a couple of years. When they started, they were owners of a small gym, had no systems in place, and they'd be totally cool with me saying this, but they were quite new to business, right? They really were passionate about it. They wanted to get into it, had an opportunity, took it, but they had no idea what to do, how to grow, how to run it. I guess fast forward 12 months, they had a bigger opportunity. They had an opportunity to jump into a premises, take over a team. Being high performers, they took it. They assessed the situation. We discussed it. They took it. And what's transpired since then is Danny was working a full-time job. Fiona was working a full-time job. They've now grown their business by implementing the correct systems, procedures, structures, putting the right people in the right place, being great leaders, being great mentors for their team, their business, and all their clients and members. To now Danny's just actually quit his full-time job. He's able to now pay himself a full-time
job. Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. He's now able to pay himself a full-time wage, spending all the time in the gym, doing what he really loves and being super passionate about for years and years and years. And it is nothing short of a dream come true for the both of them. And Fiona's, you know, right by his side, helping him. And these guys, they're beautiful people. And I know that's not a trait of a, you know, necessarily successful business owner, but these guys...
Oh, Fiona's a beautiful person, yeah.
I think that was directed at you, Danny. So these guys, they're beautiful people. That energy just flows through their team. They love what they do. They love their clients. They appreciate everybody. And you know, they're action takers. They communicate. They don't necessarily always see the clear vision. And I think in business, nothing's guaranteed, right? But they never get caught up in that. They just trust the process.
Yeah. They trust in us and you and... You know, they take action on it. Yeah. So,
and I think if you look at their story over 2 years, it's quite a short amount of time in business to have the growth that they've just had. And money's not the important thing here, but they've just gone and you know, implemented some of the sales strategies that we've been working on, and they've added about $10,000 per month to their business locked in for 12 months, which is crazy.
And right? That was just in the latest month, wasn't it? In the month of November that had that growth.
October. Yep, correct.
And back to like, what do we actually supply? Yeah, the growth in income, all that sort of stuff. But look at moving out of your full-time job to be able, and that was a well-paid full-time job, to move into the your business, and that's really what we supply. It's the freedom. It's the ability to do the things that you really love.
Yeah, I love it. It's you know, having more time, spending more time with your family, you know, employing people, putting other people on. But I mean, the thing I love about all these high performers is they embrace some courage, and they'll be the first to tell you, if we're talking about Danny and Fiona, is that there are times where, you know, they probably thought, fuck, is this, well, you know, are we going to stick at this and we're going to throw the towel in? But they persist. So I think we're in a day and age where we also see people that expect shit to happen so quickly. Like, can you get results quickly? Yes. But if you're going from a full-time job and you're new to business and to where they are now, so what do they do now? What are they bringing income-wise?
It'd be between 40 to 50 a month.
40 or 50 a month, right? You don't just turn up the next day and expect to fucking make that kind of money or to be that level of business owner. It takes time. So what you're referring to, big fella, is that it's who you become in the process that's going to be with you forever. So say you just lucked it and you got all that income revenue, but you were still the same uneducated, unequipped, lacking emotional intelligence, resilience, courage, because you haven't earned the right to be in that business. It'll go as quick as you get it, and I've seen that as well. So if you listen to this and you're thinking that, oh, I should be further off, and you've only been a month at it, 2 months at it, 6 months at it, you're a white belt. You're nowhere remotely near being a black belt in the area of business. So you've got to earn your right to get there. And people miss that. Like, but those who are patient and they know it's going to take time and they persist, they're the ones who will get there. Those who are always looking at what's not happening, they're looking at the wrong areas. You should be asking yourself, who do I need to become in the process? Because if I had all that shit sorted, I'd be there now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And high performers treat it that way, you know, whereas we say it to people, as you embark on this journey, you're about to run a marathon. This is not a 100 meter sprint, you know, so there's going to be challenging times. There's going to be times that you go through where you'll go through different gamuts of emotion. And more importantly, it's how do you step up into each one of those moments. There's never going to be a time when it's all going to be perfect. Like I said, never going to be a time where all your ducks are going to line up. There'll be days when you're highly intrinsically driven, highly intrinsically motivated. And then similarly, if you've got a heartbeat, there could be days when you could be struggling with motivation, and that's completely normal as well. And more importantly, it's, you know, have you got a greater sense of purpose on where you're going?
I think it's through those times where the real growth begins, right? If everything was just easy, you know, if we look at Danny and Fiona, if their 2 years of journey was just easy and they didn't need to become better people, they didn't need to change who they were. It's not realistic, in my opinion. It's not what we see about high performers. Danny and Fiona, they trusted the process. They saw challenges as opportunities to grow. Sometimes they needed to be reminded, and that's the power of having a coach and having someone working in your corner. But they always left our meetings and our sessions understanding that they're getting challenged now. What a great opportunity to grow. What a great opportunity to implement a new system or procedure or structure so that they can level up and their business can follow.
Also, having breakfast Christy Waits, who's another absolute legend in our community.
Fucking legend.
Actually got the mug to prove it.
And she has.
And we were chatting yesterday, and she was saying that. She said, I love hearing all of the success stories in our community. It's the challenging times and what people had to go through to get there that inspires the most. And it's true because, you know, when you get through adversity, that's what you're really proud about. You go, well, now, and I was saying to her, she'd had her challenges over the last 6 months, and we were talking about going, well, now you know that you can deal with that, you know, when life throws it, you know you'll be able to, you know, persevere. But if you're someone who whenever it gets tough you throw the towel in, that's your MO. That's going to be ingrained in you, that when the shit is the fan, that you bail on yourself. If you're only good when things are going your way, don't be in business, get out. It's not for you. Go get a job if you want the cruisy. And that's just not how it works, right? I mean, parallels, like, if you're a PT and you're in shape, what did it take you to get in shape? You didn't just rock up in a week's time and, you know, you were lean and shape and built muscle or whatever your go was. If a client rocked up to you and say, hey, it's been 3 months, that 30 kilos that I wanted to lose and run a marathon, how come that hasn't happened? What would your response be? And I've got a couple of black belts, and if you've achieved that level of success in martial arts, you know, you don't focus on the black belt. You're focusing on improving every day to be better and better and better. Imagine if someone just said, and it happens, go, well, here's your black belt in 2 years. You haven't earned that.
Yeah.
You know you haven't earned it. So it's not about, you know, the money and the results we're talking about. So who do you have to become in the process? What do you need to do to get there?
And love Christy's story too, because back to when she kicked off with us was straight out of TAFE. And as she was finishing TAFE, because at TAFE here in Brisbane, Andrew Pilgrim, they used the Trainer HQ intellectual property and content. You know, they played the videos.
I just shared his video on our stories yesterday, actually.
Awesome.
About you coming out there and doing your thing.
So he shows this to the students. The students watch it. We've had plenty of clients come through that channel. And Christy was finishing and she's like, all right, I need help. I know that I'm about to embark a business. It's a brand new thing. And I want to get coaching from day one, which is a smart move. And I remember, Brad, you were coaching her right from the start. Remember we celebrated her very first sign up that she had?
Yeah.
It was fucking cool. You know what I mean? Because really cool. She'd put so much hard work, effort into it. And that was, you know, just as powerful as you know, we celebrated in here. Like we said, celebrate the wins. It's like, you know, that was as cool as someone else hitting 10K a week, you know.
And here's another trait. She was telling me yesterday, which I wasn't aware of, that when she was working with you, she used to drive up the coast to do her sessions in person, which, you know, pretty much 95% high all done over Google Meet, video meeting.
It's a good 1 hour journey,
It's people all over the country, right? Hour. So it's the time. But then that effort that she put in, again, it's not just the session. It's her telling herself that I'm prepared to drive an hour each way because I want to get in front of this guy and do it in person, because that was an option for her.
I remember when she asked me, we were coaching, it was on a Zoom, and we were booking in our next session, and she said, oh, I might come up and see you.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm thinking, okay, go to a cafe and catch up. It's an hour drive. Are you sure? No, I want to come up and see you. And I thought, okay, no worries. She actually came over to my house. We had the session on my kitchen table, and she more than happy to put in the time and effort and the extra time and effort required to get to the next step.
And has done everything, right? She said to me yesterday, goes, can you guys stop being so fucking good, not offering so much value? Because I keep signing up to every single thing that you do.
Been to our Ignite over in Bali. She's been to our Millionaires Retreat. Yeah. She's been to our Inspire. Yeah. Like, again, just representative of a high performer. Now hitting 2.5K weeks, like, how fucking cool. And Kate Kendall, who's now coaching Christy, just, you know, that watching that relationship there, that coach to client relationship flourish and so forth is super cool.
Yeah, so good.
One more from Kate Kendall, and another high performer from this year, Sam Schreiber, who's he's an absolute legend. Hang and on. He's oh, Mr. Sam. When Sam first launched with us, he was, I guess, in some ways hesitant to get going because, you know, he, you know, ran about then making a bit over $1,000 a week, you know, looking at the investment, there's all that part, had a young family. So there's all these components that came into it, but more importantly, trusted in the process, like we said, had the faith and followed the journey. And in his words, you know, throughout this journey, he's had some times when he was resistant to doing certain things. But again, trusted the process, and you know, now hitting 20K months, which was super cool. Just, you know, an online specific, got the blend, the hybrid model, you know, a blend of online and face to face, and it's just so good to watch people like that who's trusting the process. And Kate Kendall, who's just won our Master Coach of the Year, like she's got this group of people that she looks after, and they've just been absolutely killing it, haven't they?
Like we say, you know, to become successful or to get to where you want to be, you don't do it alone, and you don't do it by surrounding yourself with the wrong people, right? So Kate leads by example. She's put a lot of work in over the years, like that we've known her and watched her transformation. Now that's ripple effecting off to all her crew that she's with, and they cultivate that success, you know. So success breeds success. The only way it doesn't is if you don't show up, you know, or you're resistant to it. So I'm not surprised at all her people that are like-minded are just getting amazing results.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love watching all the actual sub, let's call them sub niches, sub coach groups out of our team of 10 coaches. Hey, big fella. So we've got Brad's crew, you know, we've got Carlson's crew, we've got Kate's crew, we've got Cal's crew.
Ben Dandy. Yeah.
And they're all Bender husband, and they're all fucking barracking for team. You know, we're over in New Zealand and we're out at dinner with all the clients, and we got a group of Brad's clients over here and a group of Cal's clients over here. And
my coach is better than your coach.
That's right. They're having a debate which team's better, you know.
I pay them for that.
It was so cool and so great to watch those sub communities. And what happens is, even in our bigger, broader 200 plus clients every year, it's a large group of people. But then you go, okay, you know, Kate, who might be looking after maybe 30 of those people, you know, you watch her subgroup bond together, you watch Carlson's subgroup bond together, and they all share their wins together, which is really cool.
Well,
really
we talk
cool.
about tribe a lot, right? So, you know, we started this company back in 2008 and it's grown and grown. And what always fascinates me is that seeing is believing for a lot of people. And, you know, when you're around others and they're where you want to be, you get to see the blueprint. So you get to see yourself and others and see what's possible. But if you don't have that, like, it's tough, right? So I was speaking to someone who just signed up to our program this week, and he said, like, he's 32. He goes, unfortunately, I'm surrounded by 19, 20-year-olds at the gym. No disrespect. They just don't know anything at this stage, so they're not any use to me. The PT manager also is not there very often, so I just don't have that network, which he was smart enough to go, I need to get around the right people. Yeah. He'd been following us, got our book, started listening to podcasts, and it resonated with him that we potentially could be the people for him. And that was the case. So he signed up. So it is so important that you're surrounding yourself with people who are on the same journey as you, or they're way ahead of you, because it's just so important about who you're going to spend your time around. And we know at the events, right, not just the presenters or the teaching or the workshop or the sessions – you speak to someone on the break and you go, holy shit, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yep.
And they go and implement that one thing and it changes it. But it's because they put themselves in that position by getting out of their natural environment, flying here, flying there to get amongst it, that you get the benefit. You don't do that. You sit at home, you stay in your own environment. Don't expect to change.
Yep. I found that so important through my journey when I was a client. I'm still forever a client and a student, but when I was first going through the program, getting myself, I lived in WA at the time, over to Brisbane, over to the events, because the content's great. You know, there's a lot of great takeaways in the content, and really that's the reason why I was going. But you're right, big fella, it was the conversations and the connections that I was having with the community, with the tribe of like-minded people in business having the same problems as me, you know, that I can relate to, and achieving greatness and success and whatever that meant for them, that was the power. That was the absolute power of the journey.
We'd had, you know, Todd Howard, because you've got to get educated, right? So you've got to keep educating, get the education, but then you get the experience of what actually is working in the real world, right? Mm. And then we had Todd Howard, of course, and he was talking about your billable time and, you know, that if you're 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., everyone wants to use that time. Why is that not a peak time? Well, Mark Thomas, who's one of our coaches, had actually suggested that to one of our new clients who it was really only not even a month in, and he implemented it. He'd already signed up 3 people at that new higher rate for the that's peak great. Time.
Yeah. Mm.
And when you work out the revenue increase, it's phenomenal. Yeah. So that's just one.
Yeah.
One.
That was one thing. You know, credit to Mark. He's going, yep, love that. I'm going to now share that.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we bring it all back to the community, right? So even if you weren't at that event, shame on you, you get the benefit because every single coach was there.
Absolutely.
Mm. Mm. The other part to it is that when I see people, for example, at the Inspire as well, what can happen is you see these and hear these success stories, 50 grand a month, 10 grand a week, you know, all these success stories. And for some people, it can have sometimes the opposite effect.
Yeah.
In that, okay, shit, it shows me how what I'm not doing or that I'm not as good as others and all that sort of stuff. And the beauty of getting around these people who are achieving these results, what I see most often is people see that they are just everyday people like you and me.
Yeah.
They are nothing different. Are they special in our mind? Yeah, absolutely. But can each and every person achieve that result? Fucking 100%.
Yeah.
Even those, all of us that are in business, is there always the next bit? Is there always the next bit to learn? I mean, shit, someone could come into Train HQ and go, hey, boys, here's another idea, another way that you could improve X, Y, or Z. You know, so that's the other part that we find is that when they start to see that, see the reality of it, they go, yeah, if that person could do it, and so can I.
Yeah. And a couple of speakers actually mentioned exactly that at the event, and it's something I talk about a lot also. There's nothing different between some of the speakers, the high performers, and some of the people coming on board the program.
Mm.
You've just got to have these common traits that we're talking about today, which is show up, enjoy the journey, trust the process, ask the questions, you know, challenge yourself, all these traits. Mm. And I think that's the common factor. That's the main ingredient.
Yeah, because you can, you know, you see someone as they are today, but you haven't seen the 10 plus years that they went through. And even Christy, we were talking about Damien Brown, and she goes, wow, that guy's he was just born to be successful. And I said, I'll disagree with that. I said, if you look at his story, I said that he, and we talk about this, he's probably like exploded in business as quick as I've seen anyone do it, right? But when you look at his journey, which he shared, you know, being in the military, you know, knows what it takes to be under pressure, you know, getting bullets shot at you, high pressure situation, fought in the USC, but before that was on a losing streak in Australia, got a head mindset coach, turned that around, then to get into the USC, which was a dream of his, you know. So what does that tell you? Well, that was him preparing to now take those own habits and traits into business. Yeah. He's had coaches. He had you know, people that he reported to in the army. They worked as a team. So what did he do when he started business? He got, I don't know shit about this, so I get the right accountants. I get the right lawyers. He hired us. You know, he's smart because he goes, I don't know any of that. Yeah. So instead of wasting years and years trying to figure it out, I'm going to make that happen. Use the money from his last fight that he won to invest in all those things, you know. But that still takes that trust and courage and just, you know, I'm going to go for it.
Mm.
And now 2 facilities, you know, just absolutely killing it. And but you see that, you go, wow, you know, just lucky. But no, if you know his story, he's been building up to that, to getting himself and growing to the person who could do that. There's a lot that went into it before it.
Absolutely.
And back to again to what we really supply. So the other part to Damo with his first facility is he's bought the building, right? So he's followed the McDonald's formula, and the McDonald's formula is, do they make great hamburgers? That's debatable. Depends how many beers you've had. But what we do know, do they have great systems? Well, they have the best in the world because they're renowned for that, but they also are renowned for purchasing real estate. How did that company become so wealthy? Well, they bought the buildings, right? Yeah. The land appreciates in value, and we've seen that now happen in amongst our community. So Damien Brown's a great example of that.
Yeah.
Brooke Cutts over in Manjimup in WA built the business, bought the gym, then bought the building that the gym's in. Sean Ahern over in the Barossa Valley bought the land, built his custom-made gym from scratch. So what these people are doing is they're securing their financial future to go, regardless of what happens with this business in the future, I now own the land, I own the property,
asset.
I've got an asset there. And again, what do we supply? Well, we don't just supply lead gen and marketing and increasing your weekly revenue. We supply setting up your financial future.
Yeah, so important. Yeah, critically important. That's it, eh?
That's cool. Great.
I was on such a good roll. What else you got in your little, like, your news desk?
I got another one to share. For us, guys, we've seen a huge emergence in the online space from the perspective of, you know, trainers embarking on, you know, hybrid style training, being that I'll still do a portion of face-to-face, you know, going purely online and so forth. So let's chat about some of our observations that we've seen in this area. Brady D, you got Mr. Tom Bulk, who is
thinking through a couple of my clients that have incorporated that. It you're right, big fella. It's the new thing. Everyone wants to be, not everyone. A lot of people want to be an online trainer. They're in the face-to-face space. A good transition can be, okay, let's keep the face-to-face. Let's keep the income coming. Let's dip our toes in the water of online. What does that look like? And then they can start playing around with their business model in terms of, you know, still do the face-to-face, the online, and play around with different package points. So, I mean, a couple of my clients are doing it and doing really well. Thomas Strong is mate, killing it. He started face-to-face, was always interested in that aspect of online. And yeah, we worked on some systems, some procedures. Having a really clear marketing message is something that really stands out to me and what Thomas has done really well. He's invested the time. He's asked the questions, he's communicated. It hasn't happened overnight. In his first couple of months of posting and using lead magnets and some of these strategies that we work on to build an online business, he got nothing. He got zilch. And the communication was, oh, I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong here. Why isn't this working? I'm not generating any leads. I'm not having any conversations. And the message that we spoke about was just consistency. We can't expect things to turn a quarter straight away. To his credit, it's exactly what he did. And I look back at the last 6 to 9 months, super consistent online, kept doing what we were talking about, ended up getting the result. And now he's got a very even business of online and face-to-face, face-to-face and online clients, hit his revenue goals as well, and very happy to maintain that hybrid model. And then, yeah, the business is growing and the money to the side, but being a high performer and having those traits, Thomas was actually able to go overseas. He took a holiday in Europe in, I believe it was August this year, proposed to his girlfriend.
Wow.
These were all things that were really important to him and at the same time of building the business and being consistent and resilient in his business and getting those results, he's now been able to, you know, have the freedom of going traveling, save up for the ring, for the missus, and do what's important to him in his personal life as well. So, again, I've got a couple of clients that are really doing quite well in that hybrid space, but I must say that he's a standout, and I think that story speaks volumes of who Thomas is.
Yeah, and that split of, you know, him hitting that $3,000 a week, it was like 17 online, 17 face-to-face, just that, you know, that beautiful blend that's like 1,500 from face-to-face, 1,500 from online. There's my goals hit in terms of actual contact hours where I turn up and service people. If you're running, let's say, 45-minute sessions at 17 sessions a week, what are we talking, 12, 13 hours of contact, you know? It's just so cool to watch. Another person to highlight is Angel Wallace Miles, who when she first launched with us was just started on the sideline a podcast because she wanted to share with other women what she had gone through in terms of, you know, the anxiety of going to a gym, you know, all that sort of stuff. Wanted to just share her experience. And from there, she's like, I've started to build a bit of a following and people are tuning in. I think there's an opportunity to help people business-wise. So was smart enough to get launched with us, and now over the course of this year, it's built herself a very decent online business just purely as a result of, first of all, starting to find an audience.
Yeah, it's so important. And on the flip side, well, this is that, there's a lot of stuff out there that are promoting how easy and quick it is, right, to get online. Can that happen? Yeah. I mean, some people may just, for whatever reason, it can happen really quick, you know, if they got the right marketing message, they actually have some understanding about that, or if it's luck, doing some ads, and you know, it works typically though. No, it doesn't work that way. So online, offline, we talk about it going, it's still a business. The same principles that apply to face-to-face, in person, apply online. So if you're sitting there thinking that, oh, online's just like this, and then you're sitting on the beach and you're doing next to nothing, you're mistaken. and you shouldn't be in business again if that's your attitude towards business. If you're looking for easy, don't be in business. Yeah. Again, it's not for you. Because as soon as the shit hits the fan, like Thomas' example, like he persevered through, right? Yeah,
resiliency, consistency, trusting the process.
Doesn't matter if you want to become a, you know, a speaker, like then, you know, you see people like the idea of it, and then the people who are prepared to do what it takes, like, you know, presenting to one person, two people, whoever will listen. 5 years, 10 down the track, I'm presenting in front of 10,000 people, you know, but I've done the work, done the effort, and I keep pursuing my goal and target. So I just see, again, people give up way too quick. Yeah. And unfortunately, even in, you know, we have people coming through the program, and go, oh, I haven't got results yet, mate. It's been a month. Yeah. you know, like, you're nowhere near equipped anyway. You got no back end. What if you did get 30 people? And we say this a bit. What if you did get 30 new clients that said, yep, I want to do your online program today? You wouldn't be even set up for it.
Yeah.
Yep. You would do it more harm to your name than good. So, you know, there's a lot to consider about this again, but treat it like a business. Like, you still got to do the work. You said build the audience, build, you know, some value out there. Don't think you're just going to turn up and put some ads on Facebook or boost a post and you've been lazy about it and think you're going to get clients want to sign up with you. It doesn't work that way. I mean, look at the people that you follow and that you invest time and energy get into, and have a look. They've done the work.
Yep.
They're putting the effort in. So I unfortunately, I think it attracts people that have the I want to win a lotto mindset, to be honest.
You can be that. And there just are no shortcuts. There's no quick fixes. There's no wealth without work. You really need to put in the hard yards. You need to do it. And if you're looking for a get-rich-quick overnight scheme, don't come to Trainer HQ, because that's not what we supply.
Don't be in business. No. What
we supply is a build your wealth, build your success, set up your lifestyle for the future. And again, back to Tom's example, he's got the wedding on the horizon this year. What do we supply? Well, we don't just supply leads. We supply the platform, the ability for you to be able to do all these things in your life and be able to have these life experiences and achievements.
Absolutely.
Just a common theme through all these examples, right? So people having resilience, persevering. Man,
I got shitloads of people on this list, and we're barely scratching the surface. I mean, you know, how do we even? What do we need to do? We need to run like a 5-hour podcast to actually get through all these people, because I go through this group, and all we hear it every day that we get reported in from our coaches. It comes to Linny through our head office. We hear the results. We see it on the VIP members page. You know, Isaac Andy last night hit his first 1K week, come out of full-time teaching. He's fucking persevered this year. He's gone hard. He's followed the system. He's
got himself to the event.
First event he's been to, like that. He was a bit nervous, but he just got himself there.
Yeah.
And you watch him. He posted it last night, fucking first 1K week. And you watch that feed. It blew up, didn't it? In terms of just the support, and that's what you get, you know. So if you're the type of person who wants to be around that, that's what it's for.
Yeah, it's correct. Over the time we've been running this, it would be a 5-hour at minimum to go through all the success stories. But if you want to see even just a handful of them, we've got our high performance guide, and if you haven't seen it, I definitely recommend checking that out. So if you're on Spotify, if you go to our website, you can get all our resources, but it'll give you an indication about, I think that's just 30, right, in that high performers.
And there's so many of, I've only been able to talk about a couple of clients today, but I agree with what you were saying, big fella. We can have a 5-hour podcast on all the high performers, but what I'm noticing through this conversation and podcast is they've got these things in common. They're showing up, they're putting in the work, they're trusting the process. Yeah, there's different traits between different people, but I think there's a very solid foundation of, you know, they're made of the right stuff and they're prepared to do the work and they've got the correct mindset.
So hopefully if you're listening to this and, you know, you're someone who is honest, because the truth will set you free, and go, there are things that I know, behavior or habits that I don't exhibit or have at the moment. My advice is always to go, look, if you were to work on two habits every year, empowering habits, what would they be? So for some people, it's like, well, my habit now is I'm going to stop making excuses. and I'm going to pull myself up if I ever catch myself do it, and I'm going to take responsibility, because if you're not in the driver's seat, you're a victim, and that means that you're not in control of what you do next. So it could be, I'm just going to dedicate 2024 to fucking off excuses. I'm going to take full responsibility. I don't give a shit if anyone else did have a part playing it. I'm going to take responsibility for my life and where I'm at, and I'm going to make the decisions that are going to be best for me. And the second one might be that just I'm going to get myself around. Like, I want to make the effort to get around and find like-minded people, and that's just my objective for 2024. It could be as simple as that.
It's important, right? It's and the benefits of having a coach, because we might see something within ourselves and go, okay, this is what I want to change. Having a coach and having those people in your corner, they can see things differently. I remember when we were working with each other, big fella, and there was things that was brought up and was spoken about that I had no idea. I wasn't understanding exactly what I was doing. So it's the importance of having the coach and the community of like-minded people that are there, ready to be honest and supporting.
Because the guy I was talking about earlier, who was at a gym, and he's the 19, 20-year-old, and the PT manager wasn't there a lot, and he was just feeling like he was lost and alone. You know, that's smart, because he goes, I know, even though with best intentions, I don't know what I should be doing. Mm. I don't even know what I need to be doing day to day. So I want to do stuff, but I don't even know what that is. Yeah. So that doesn't make you feel good, right? So then you're goofing off and all the rest of it. So he was saying, I just know if I'm left to my own devices, I won't do the stuff. And then we explored, and I said, is it that you won't do it, or you just don't know what to do? And he goes, both. But he goes, more, I don't even know what I should be doing. Mm. So you can see why then people start to feel lost and you know, that feel like I've got no hope. So what do you do? Well, you persist for that, or you go, I need help.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, if you're a PT and you're a coach and you've got people coming to you, they're pretty similar. They don't know how to train properly, what to do. They know if that they're not showing up to you, they probably won't. They'll sleep in. It's a very smart thing to invest in because it's your future, right? So he was smart enough to go, yeah, I've got to get myself around the right people who's got my best interests at heart. They've been there, done it. They can fast track things, so I can actually have some clear sense of direction and purpose for this business, rather than running the hope plan.
Yep. Mm. Open to coaching, right? Something you mentioned at the start. Just open to learning, open to coaching.
And on the flip side, I mean, we see others, like a lot of people that get attracted to Trainer HQ. Did I say attracted? Attracted. I think so. Yeah. Attracted.
Trailer.
Attracted. First day with the new lips.
Done.
So they want better, right? They want to do better. Yep. They've got that intrinsic drive, that intrinsic motivation. What that sometimes leads to is the action list or the to-do list of all the things I should be doing, and that list starts to grow, and next thing you got 20, you got 30, you got 40 things on there. And that can lead to one of two things. One, it can lead to overwhelm, don't know what to do, where to start, which one's more important. Or on the flip side, if I want to get in and try and get things done, that can lead to burnout and also overwhelm and stress. Yeah. So where a really great coach comes into play is to go, hey, mate, for you right now, it's not 30 things you need to be doing, but the 2, 3, or 4 that are critical to move this business forward. And that's where a skilled advisor comes in, because fuck, we could load someone up with 100 things to do, right? Yeah. But more importantly, over the course of your journey, the marathon you're about to run, what are right now the things? And there might be something we need to park, and you might be desperately looking at it going, fuck, I really want to do that thing. And you're like, nah, what is important right now is we get these things sorted. And once we've done that, we can move to the next part.
Yeah, it's easy to be busy in business, right? Very easy to have that task list and stack it up. And I constantly sometimes still get caught in it. But I've now got the ability to pull myself up and go, okay, what are the high priority list items? What's going to move the needle the most and get me to the next step, either business-wise or personal-wise? I absolutely agree with that, big fella, yep.
And you said about someone who's a good and skilled coach or advisor. Again, Mark Thomas had one of the young guys that was starting with us, and the real issue was sales, right? So sales was the real issue. And Mark was smart enough to go, look, we'll set your plan out for 12 months. However, he was bombing all the sales appointments. So had 15 sales appointments before meeting us, and he didn't convert one of them. Mark was going, mate, we're going to book that session in straight away. We're going to map out your sales framework, your sales process. Very next week, converted 2 from 3, and he keeps converting more and more. So that's smart. And we look at it when we're doing the initial consult going, over the next 12 months, over this initial period, at the moment, sales is killing you. It's hurting you. We've got to get you some skill in that. We've got to get your process in place, because without that, you don't have a business.
So good. So good. All right. Well, that brings us to a conclusion. We're coming to the end of 2023. But no matter when you listen to this, this content, this information is just so relevant. But, you know, for us, it's really important to share, to wrap up our year. 16 years of running Trainer HQ. Big fella, about to embark on our 17th year. Watching these people come through every year, we're just so grateful. We're so proud of what we see and the achievements. So I guess, like, from my perspective and everyone tuning into this, we just want to say thank you for your support. Please, on the channels, please share this. Please, mate, get this word out there. Our mission is to actually inspire more trainers. We want to raise the standard of professionalism in this industry. We want to set the standard, and we want to see more successful entrepreneurs. What we believe we need out there are more successful people running more successful businesses, because you're going to be able to help more people, and it's the ripple effect.
Absolutely. Yeah. From my aspect, I look through the past 12 months of Trainer HQ, and this has been a common theme throughout since I've been involved. Now, in terms of just getting a selfie,
taking a little video on the side there.
In terms of, you know, what that looks like from start to finish, well, it was a really exciting event at the Ignite. We had the most amount of people that we've ever had before at an event. We had almost 60 people, and the energy in that room was phenomenal. Now, going back to the start of the year, yeah, we've still got a good amount of people, but it's grown. It's grown this year, and it's grown for every year I've been a part of it, and that's exciting. It's exciting for us. It's exciting to be a part of. We're watching the coaching group grow. We're learning, we're getting better, we're getting more highly skilled coaches, more coaches on board. We're being able to help more clients as a result of that. So this is growing. Trainer HQ, it's an exciting thing to be a part of. So from my aspect, it's really exciting an absolute pleasure to be a part of. But it's great to watch what we've been able to do to people, helping their business, helping their personal life as well on every facet, but helping more people in the future, so in the 2024.
So if you're been thinking about help, you resonate with all this stuff we've been talking about or some part of it, reach out. We'd love to have a conversation with you, start that, see if we can help you move forward in 2024. Make sure if you're watching on YouTube, you subscribe, and like Brad said, share. But the more we can connect with you, and the better. So have a Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a great new year.
Yeah.